I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. We've all been there. You're out and about, and suddenly, you gotta go. So you look for the nearest coffee shop or mall with a restroom. Not so easy in India. Public restrooms are harder to find there, and they're in high demand. The World Health Organization says some 600 million people in India do not have a toilet at home. It's especially hard for women, as Chavi Sachdev reports from Mumbai.
Here in India, if you spot images of gods or deities on store shutters or people's houses, it's generally not because the owners are pious. The pictures are likely there to dissuade men from peeing. The idea is that they won't want to relieve themselves in front of the sacred. But the ploy has limited effect. At any given time of day, you'll see the backs of men lining roads, walls, or the shrubbery in parks. There's no shame. When you gotta go, you gotta go. But for Mumbai's 5 million women, it's not so easy. India has a huge class divide, and more than half of the women here don't have indoor toilets. In a typical Mumbai slum, there are something like 8,000 women to 6 facilities, some of which have dogs living in them, or rats, or no water. Sarita, who works as a cook, gets to the bathroom maybe 3 times a day, if she's lucky. She wakes up at 5:30 every morning to line up and use the facilities, and then she's out all day.
I leave home at 7 and I have to wait until I get back home. Sometimes it's 9 hours, sometimes 12. My stomach hurts when I hold it, but what can I do? Men can go anywhere, but where can a woman go?
According to government figures, Mumbai has thousands of restrooms, but not a single women's only facility. Enter the Right to Pee movement, a coalition of NGOs fighting for more and safer toilets for women. Deepa Pawar is an activist from a women's rights organization called Vacha.
जो जस्टिस सिस्टम को बरकरार रखने का काम करते हैं उस कोर्ट के अंदर औरतों की सैनिटेशन और टॉयलेट के लिए
Do you know that in our country women don't have separate toilets in some police stations, in the courts and markets? In schools, the lack of a girl's toilet is the number one reason for dropping out.
In the past 3 years, Pawar and her fellow activists have collected horror stories about the toilet situation for women in Mumbai. They've learned that lots of women don't drink water all day, so they won't have to pee, or they hold it. And that leads to bladder and urinary tract infections, which can spread to the kidneys. Another shocking statistic is the number of women raped every year when they leave their homes to find a toilet. Pawar is sick of it all.
Right to pee movement kabhi bhi purushon ke khilaf nahi hai, lekin haan, itna hai ki purushon ko thoda to option hai.
We want to be able to take care of our basic needs like men do, and not like animals. These are basic human rights and come under the purview of the right to dignity and the right to mobility. Why shouldn't it happen? The government has manpower, resources, strategy, authority.
Pawar says for years what the government has really lacked is the will.
The biggest issue is that there's a gender bias. When we approach the authorities, they ask us, do women even go out? Where do they have to go? There is no sensitization that women work or go outside the home.
But they do, obviously. Near the Shirdi bus depot public toilet, I meet Mumtaz. The slum where she lives has one facility for every 300 women.
I come here twice a day, once at about 10 or 11 to bathe, and once in the evening before I go home. Of course, they take money.
And that gets at another problem. Even if women can find a toilet, and it's clean enough to use, they generally have to pay to use it. Men use urinals, generally just a hole with a drain, for free. The reasoning is that they don't need to use water. Women are charged because they waste water, according to the manager of one facility. Deepa Pawar ends up arguing with him about the cost. It's only a few cents, but it adds up, especially if you make less than a dollar a day and are the mother of a few girls.
I feel that the toilets should be free. Maybe they can sell monthly passes to help with the facility upkeep. But it shouldn't cost so much, because there is sexism, there is poverty. Parents already reproach girls and ask, how many times will you go?
There is hope on the horizon. Thanks to public pressure and a change in government, a 10-member subcommittee was formed this month to look into a woman's right to pee. In addition to cheap, clean facilities, they're talking about getting female attendants, trash cans and running water. I'm not holding my breath. Or rather, I am when I walk by a public toilet. Or a man standing against the wall of a building with his back to me. For The World, I'm Chavi Sachdev in Mumbai.